A smiling Mickey McCann. They don't come much more comprehensive than that.
No, Chris, it's a good performance by us. We probably felt at half-time we got a wee bit sloppy up front and a wee bit messy. We had to tidy things up in front of the scoreboard and we're taking the wrong options. You know, we had a bit of a lead and boys taking shots where maybe shouldn't have been and missed a few goal chances. But apart from that, you know, we had a lot of ball. We're defensively solid and the forwards got the right in a bit more in the second half. So, look, it's a big scoreline, but felt there was even more scores on us, you know.
You had the tonic of a fourth-minute goal, I think, from Liam McKinney. Always nice to get an early goal.
Yeah, and we haven't scored goals in the last few weeks, so to get four of the day was nice, you know, and we probably left a couple out there. But it was a great finish with Liam and set the tone for the rest of the match, you know. I don't think we're ever any bother, so Monaghan's been struggling the last few weeks, so we'll not be getting carried away. There's going to be tougher tests down the line, but comprehensive one today for us.
I suppose you were well pleased, you know, coming out the second half. Again, you scored quickly, so it was another quick boost.
Yeah, and we got a goal and a couple of points early, which added 5 points straight away, and then Monaghan's just took anything away from them, you know, and we kept going, and we went a couple of wee spells again without scores, but we'll take it and move on. You know, we have a lot to work on and tougher opposition to go again, but games like that, you know, the boys just get the tone of the match went down a bit there. You probably know that yourself, so look, we're away to Roscommon 2 weeks' time, it'll be a completely different story.
And at the very end, you know, Jared Gilmore rounding off another fine personal performance, getting the last goal.
Yeah, it was a free hand for 21, you know, and he looks over at me, and I just give him the nod to go for it, surely. And I don't think Monaghan were expecting to tap it over the bar because we had such a lead, but it was a great finish by him, so he contributed well to the scoreboard today again, you know.
Now you got the chance, I suppose, as well to empty the bench, so it was good for quite a few guys to get a bit of game time as well.
Yeah, and we're trying to get a look at everybody if we can, you know. And we got five subs on there today, and we got Danny Cullen on for the first time, you know. So getting boys to get back gradually, and a lot of competition for places. So if you're not on the ball, you know, there's a boy looking to get the jersey, which put us a place we've never been before. We're very. A lot of competition for places, you know.
Yeah, and perhaps maybe the only worrying note, Josh McGee Cronley came off. He looked as if he was suffering a bit.
Yeah, I thought it was a cramp, but I'd be talking to him. It's up around his hamstring, so we're hoping it's just a severe cramp, maybe. But we'll assess that and chat to the physio now, see how he is, you know.
And finally, it's always nice to have a bit of momentum. Three good wins in a row.
Three good ones and a free week next week, so we have a tough 2 weeks training to do now and get ready for Roscommon away. So we have two away games now before things over, but you'd like to see if we get anything down Roscommon. It's probably an All-Ireland semi-final, really, so it's going to be a big game for us.